on a cold and wet night at Appleton North High School. It's high school football, the final game of the season for the Wausau East Lumberjacks as they take on the Appleton North Lightning from Paul Engen Field here in Appleton. Hi, this is Tom King. Thanks for joining us here tonight as the Lumberjacks, a banged-up bunch, as banged-up as the Green Bay Packers, missing a lot of guys, especially a lot of defensive starters for tonight's game. And they will try to take on an Appleton North team that is very good. They're 5-1 in the conference, 7-1 overall. The Lumberjacks 1-5 and 1-7 overall. And coming off the log game loss last week to Wausau West, 30-7, a game that was 9-7 at halftime. But the Warriors took control in the second half, and Jake Whalen put together a great second half, rushing the football and put the Lumberjacks away. We'll hear from East head coach Scott Malley in just a moment. In fact, we'll do that next. It's the Lumberjacks and the Appleton North Lightning coming up. High school football here on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Paul Engen Stadium in Appleton as the Lumberjacks get set to take on the Appleton North Lightning here tonight. East is banged up, as we mentioned. They're suiting up only about 35 or 36 players, and that's including some of the JV squad. They are a limited team here tonight, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Sam Romanski, arguably their best defensive player, broke his wrist in the third play on the third play of the law game last week and played the rest of the game with that wrist. At least that's what I was told, that it happened early in the game, and Sam played the rest of that game, wanted to play tonight, but the doctor said no, they've got a cast on the wrist, and he will start preparing for hockey season, which starts in about a month. But a number of the other Lumberjack starters are also out as well in this game tonight, and so it's going to be very interesting to see if this Lumberjack defense can slow down this very good Appleton North offense led by two of the top four rushers in the conference. That would be Ethan Danz, who has 699 yards on the ground in the conference games, averaging 7.1 yards per carry, and also quarterback Dan Rothbauer, who also rushes a lot. He's got 84 attempts and 563 yards in the conference games, averaging 6.7 yards per carry. Rothbauer has scored 10 touchdowns. Ethan Danz has scored 5. Lumberjacks will kick. They won the toss and deferred once again, so they will kick and get the football to start the second half of the game. And Bryce Widmark ready to kick the ball away, and we'll get set to go here. Lumberjacks are in white jerseys, black pants, red helmets, red numbers. Appleton North in dark blue with white numerals, blue helmets. Widmark's kick is going to be fielded at about the 10-yard line, bobbled, fumbled, and then picked up at about the 15, trying to get the corner, now cutting back and spinning away, but he'll be dropped at about the 20-yard line, maybe the 21, and that's where Appleton North will begin their first drive of the game. There is a breeze, a crosswind here. Field looks in halfway decent shape. It rained off and on here throughout the day, and it is very cold here tonight. Obviously, the coldest day of the year so far, coldest game of the year. It should be fine for the players, not so much for the fans. Appleton North comes to the line. Rothbauer operating out of the shotgun. And he's going to run it around left end. Now look to throw. He's got a man. It's caught out of the 28, across the 30, and knocked out of bounds. So immediately they break tendencies and throw the football. Rothbauer getting the pass completed to Cole Erickson. It's enough for a first down out across the 30-yard line. Pickup of about 14 on that pass and catch. Al Rothbauer wants to throw again. He gets it to the sideline and caught. And the drag down of bounds on the catch that time was Connor Rolane. Picked up about 7 on that pass and catch. So a couple of early passes for Appleton North. Rothbauer completing both of them. Second down and a long 3. Now they hand it off. Danz has running room, breaks a tackle down the sideline, and he's got one man to beat, tripped up at about the 22-yard line. And just some bad tackling by the Lumberjacks. They had Danz wrapped up and couldn't drop him. And he rips off a big run. That's going to pick up about 39 yards on that run for Ethan Danz. Appleton North wants to work quickly. They get to the line. Operating out of the pistol this time is Rothbauer. Wants to throw. He's got a man that's incomplete over the head of the intended receiver, Cole Erickson, on the right side. It'll be second down and 10. The ball marked at the East 20-yard line. They had Dan's wrapped up after a pickup of maybe 8 or 9 yards on that and couldn't make the tackle, tried to tackle him high, and he was able to bust it for 39. Rothbauer takes the hand, gets ball, gets it to the pants again. He spins into the line, spinning, still on his feet, down inside the 15, still on his feet, finally knocked down at about the 12. That's going to be a pickup of about 7 or 8 on the carry for Dan's that time. Call it third down and a long 2. North wants to operate quickly. It's almost like a 2-minute offense right out of the chute here. This is the way East was running their offense earlier this season. They've slowed down as the year has gone on and not run at the frantic pace. Now a handoff to Dan's again. He's got lots of room on the right side. He's going to take it into the end zone for a touchdown. 13-yard touchdown run for Ethan Dan's, and pretty easy for Appleton North on the first possession. They march it right down the field and score, and it's 6-0 Lightning. This is going to be a tough assignment for this banged-up Lumberjack bunch tonight. It would have been tough even if they were totally healthy. But they are putting a skeleton crew out there of their defense, of what the defense was earlier in the season. They will line up to kick the extra point. Bo Babich is the kicker. Actually, it's not Babich, it's Alex Mackey who attempts to kick the extra point. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 7-0 Appleton North, back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Appleton North. It only took 5 plays, and Appleton North punched it into the end zone, a 13-yard touchdown run for Ethan Dan's. It's 7-0, and East will get the football for the first time tonight. Kick is a short one, going to bounce at about the 15, and it rolls out of bounds. That was very dangerous as they didn't try to cover that football up. Tony Marquard let it run out, roll out of bounds at about the 14-yard line. And it will be first and 10 Lumberjacks. Or are they going to make him kick it again? Now it'll be first and 10 East. Their ball's going to be marked at the 35-yard line. Lumberjack football is brought to you in part tonight by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. First and 10 East at their own 35-yard line. And Bryce Whitmark will operate under center. Brennan Becker behind him. Two receivers left, two receivers right. They're going to hand it off to Becker. Breaks one tackle and gets it out to about the 38, maybe the 39. Pickup of about 4 on the carry for Brennan Becker. It'll be second down and 6. Lumberjacks played the Warriors tough last week for the first half. It was 9-7 at halftime. But they had no answer for Jake Whalen in the second half, and the Warriors pulled away, winning it 30-7 at Tom Field. West is at home tonight, taking on Appleton East. Whitmark under center again, double tight end this time, two receivers to the right. They're going to hand it off. Now Whitmark's going to keep it, and he goes nowhere. Maybe got a yard to the 40. He faked the handoff to Becker and kept it himself and fell forward for maybe a yard. Call it third down and 5. From the East 40-yard line. Appleton North has about 3 times as many players on the sideline as East does here tonight. I don't know how many of their JV squad they have suited up, but they got a lot of guys. Third and 5. High backfield behind Whitmark this time. 2 receivers wide left. He wants to throw straight drop. He's got time. Throws it across the middle, and it's incomplete. Might have been tipped by one of the up men for Appleton. He was trying to get it to Jake Justice and across midfield, but it's incomplete, and the Lumberjacks will be forced to punt here. 3 and out on their first possession. Justison was open, but the ball might have been tipped by one of the linebackers who was floating in coverage about 5 yards in front of Jake. So Widmark will stand at about his own 25-yard line to punt this one away. Lumberjacks finishing up their season here tonight. Appleton North will head on to the playoffs. Snaps a bit wobbly. Widmark's able to get the kick away, and it is going to be fielded and dropped. The ball's loose. Diving for the football. Let's see who has it. They haven't signaled yet. It's Appleton North football. They were able to fall on that fumble. A couple of Lumberjacks were there and had a shot at it. Getting down there on coverage was Kyle Daniel. Couldn't get it. Wobbly snap. Sam Romanski is the normal long snapper. He's out with that broken wrist, so they've got a new long snapper in there tonight. So we'll see if that turns into a problem as the game goes on. Appleton North with the football, first and 10 on their own 24-yard line. Roth Bauer's going to hand it off inside and powering ahead to about the 25-yard line. And on the carry that time for Appleton North, Keegan Kruel, he picked up about, I'm not going to say he was down, he only picked up about a yard. About the 25-yard line. Rothbauer wants to throw, big pressure, now he steps away from the pressure, gets away, breaks tackles. They had him corralled, but he's able to get away. Taking it down to the sideline, still going across the 40, 35, then stumbles down in East territory at the 33-yard line. And once again, it looks like there might be some inexperienced defenders out there because of all the injuries, and they just could not wrap up Rothbauer. They had numerous shots at him and could not make the tackle, and he takes it all the way down inside the 35-yard line to the East 30. It's about 45 yards on that carry. And now they're going to hand it off. No, Rothbauer's going to keep it. And he is going to be dragged down at about the 20-yard line. Making that stop for East was Andy Cravens, but not before he got it down inside the 20 to about the 19. Pickup of 11 and another first down for Appleton North. Rothbauer out of the gun. And now we're getting a whistle and a flag. They might have, Hard Cow might have got one of the Lumberjacks offside. It will be against East. Maybe encroachment against the Lumberjacks. That'll be a free 5 yards for Appleton North. Ball will go down to the 14-yard line. Seven nothing Lightning, 7:36 to play here, first quarter. And Appleton North moving the football again. They hand it off right up the middle. That's Daz. Breaks one tackle, breaks another. Then he's going to be dragged down by Becker, but not until he got down to about the 8-yard line. Pickup of about 6. Ethan Daz broke a couple of tackles there and picked up about 6 yards. First down and goal from the 9-yard line. Maybe the 8, depending on where they mark it there. Now they're going to fake the handoff. Rothbauer rolls. He's got a man, throws to the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown. Over the top of the defender. And it's a touchdown to Chase Kruel, who makes the catch. And it's just over the top of the defender's outstretched hand. And Kruel was in the back of the end zone and made the grab for the touchdown. 13-0. And they'll line up to kick the extra point. Snaps a bit high, but the kick is up, and the kick is good. 14-0, Appleton North. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Appleton North. Lightning leading 14-0. East Football brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack Sports. And also the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, a proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the athletes a successful season. The kick is a squibber, takes a high bounce, Marquardt grabs it at the 20, brings it across the 25, and out across the 30, still on his feet, knocked down at about the 34-yard line. Good return right there. And it will be first down Lumberjacks at about the 33-yard line is where they'll mark it. East went 3-and-out with their first possession. Let's see what they can do here. Widmark will operate under center. He's got an eye backfield behind him. Two receivers split wide left, far side of the field. They're going to hand it off inside. Becker's going nowhere. Actually broke a tackle, kept his legs churning, and picked up positive yardage. He was hit immediately at the line of scrimmage, but is able to get it across the 35 to about the 36 for a pickup of about 3. Second down and 7. Tim Nass, Jake Justison split wide left. High backfield again for the Lumberjacks. Man in motion is Justison. Widmark's going to hand it off again. This is Becker. And he picked up a couple before he got knocked down hard at about the 37 or 38. Depending on where they mark it, they say he's going to be down at about the 37, so only a pickup of 1 on the carry. Third down and about 6 or a long 5. Clock moving, 5:55 to play here, first quarter, 14-0 Appledon North. With all the injuries, not much East can do defensively here tonight. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Widmark back to throw. He throws, it's going to be incomplete. Pass behind his intended receiver, Justison, and incomplete. Bryce Troyer was in the game. He was coming across the middle. Looked like he was open. But Widmark went to Justison instead. Incomplete. And once again, it's a 3-and-out for the Lumberjacks. They had some success on the one drive that they scored on in last week's game with a lot of quick passes. They have not done it so far here tonight. It's been 2 runs on first and second down and then passing on third down. And they have not been able to pick up a first down as of yet. Widmark will stand back at his own 24-yard line to punt this one away. Snap was a little bit better that time. Punt's a good one by Widmark. And it's going to go out of bounds. Let's see where they mark it, about the 25. Now they're going to say he went out of bounds at about the 20. That's a good punt by Widmark right there. And Abilene North will have it, first and 10 on their own 20. The problem has been on the first 2 possessions for the Lightning. East has been unable to make tackles when they have had chances to make tackles, and Abilene North has been able to rip off some big plays. So they will bring Rothbauer out again. The only question for the Abilene North coaches tonight is to how long to keep some of these starters in the game when they have a playoff game next week. You don't want to get Rothbauer and Danz and these guys hurt in a game that really has no meaning. Rothbauer rolls out, he's going to pull it down and run, and he is going to drag tacklers, once again trying to tackle him high. He gets it out across the 35 to about the 37-yard line. Pickup of about 17 or 18 on the carry for Rothbauer right there. Second down, actually, they're going to say he only picked up that. They remarked that ball at the 29-yard line, so that was a pickup of 9 on the carry. He originally had marked that at the 20, but now they said it went out of bounds at the 29. Now it passed to the near side. That's caught, spinning down the sideline, and then knocked out of bounds, but not before getting the ball across midfield. Now a flag flies in. Pickup of about 14 on the pass and catch. It's going to be a personal foul against Appledon North. So that'll bring that one back. I didn't see what happened there. But it's going to be a personal foul against the Lightning. So that pass play will come back. Officials are talking about it. It happened after the play was over. .440 to play first quarter. 14-0 Appledon North. East football is brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. And Devoney Orthodontics, see more than a smile. See Devoney Orthodontics. Call them at 715-842-5688. Personal foul is the call against Appledon North. and they will mark the ball back from the where the ball was, the end of the play, back to the 35-yard line, and it should be a first down. Actually, no, they're going to call it second down and three. They're going to say no first down on that. He's showing blitz. Here they come. Abilene North picks it up. They keep it on the ground. Dans gets knocked out of bounds. Gets it across the 40. That's going to be enough for a first down. Pickup of about 8 on the carry. First and 10, Abilene North at their own 43-yard line. Roth Bauer out of the pistol. Takes the handoff, keeps it himself. And he's going to be knocked down after a short pickup. Maybe 3 on the carry for Roth Bauer. Maybe, let's call it 3. That's that read option or whatever you want to call it, where the quarterback will put the ball into the stomach of the running back and then decide whether or not to pull it out and keep it himself. That time he kept it, picked up about 3 or 4 on the carry. They're calling it second down and 6. 4 receivers in the pattern this time. Rothbar wants to throw. Little comeback slant. They get a good block, and it's going to be first down. Could be up for a first down. Could have been more, but the catch was made by Grant Verhagen. And a tackle after a pickup of about 9. First and 10, Abilene North in East Territory at the 46-yard line. Roth Bauer's going to hand it off this time. This is Dans again, and he is going to be dragged down. Nice open field tackle. The ball came out, but they're going to say he was down. Making the stop for the Lumberjacks was Bryce Troyer. Only a pickup of about 2 on the carry that time. He grabbed Dans and yanked him down from behind. Actually, they're going to say he picked up about 3 or so on the carry. Call it second down and about 7. Ball at the 43-yard line. Now they draw East offside again. Hard count. Andy Cravens couldn't stop himself from jumping across. And the ball's right in front of him. He was playing in the middle, and he was right on top of the football. No reason for that when you're looking right at the ball. But it's a free 5 yards, so now instead of second down and 7, it's second down and about 2. Rothbauer out of the gun, wants to throw, pump fake. Now he steps up, now he's going to run. He's got some running room, he's hit, and then dropped. Crosses the 35 to about the 34, but it's enough for a first down. Picked up about 4 on that. Tell you what, Rothbauer's got to be pretty tough because in this offense, he's going to take some hits. First and 10, Abilene North at the 34-yard line. Out of the pistol, they give it to Dan, try the right side. Breaks tackles, dragging tacklers down inside the 25 to about the 22. That's another first down, pickup of about 12. Well, this is reminiscent of what happened last week. Jake Whalen of the Los Angeles Warriors. Dan isn't as big as Whalen, but he is running hard and dragging tacklers. It's taking multiple players to bring him down. Rothbauer out of the gun. Hands it to Dans again. And he cuts back and is dragged down by the ankles that time, but not until he got to about the 10-yard line. Another pickup of 12. East's defensive line being manhandled right now at the line of scrimmage as well. Dans is getting 5 or 6 yards before he's even touched. It's going to be first and goal. Actually, the ball's at the 10-yard line, so or about the 11, so they can get a first down inside the 1. Three receivers stacked to the right side, and the Lumberjacks didn't like the look of that. They're going to call a timeout. We'll take one as well. 1:51 to play here. First quarter. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Abilene North. The Lightning threatening for the third time here tonight. They lead it 14-0, and they have the football first and 10 on the 11-yard line of the Lumberjacks. East coach Scott Malley, and you heard our pregame comments, will not make excuses about the injury situation. But boy, I mean, it's just a mismatch when you can't put guys that have practiced all year and have been starters, and especially some of your better defensive players out there, you're replacing them with reserves or JVs that don't have a whole lot of experience. It really isn't much of a match here. Rothbauer, out of the gun, standing at the 15-yard line. He's going to keep it himself after the fake handoff, makes one man miss, he'll get into the end zone. Touchdown, Appleton North, Rothbauer on an 11-yard run as he danced through a couple of tacklers and takes it into the end zone for the third touchdown of the evening for Appleton North. And they will line up to kick the extra point. East football is brought to you in part by the Bowman Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, or visit them online at bonejoint.net. Snap is good, the kick is up, and the kick is good. 21-0, Appleton North. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Appleton North. The Lightning have run 19 plays to East 6. And the score is 21-0, a minute 42 to play here in the first quarter. East will get the football back here. Tony Marquardt will drop back to about his 12-yard line to receive this kick. North squibbed it the last time up. And they do it again as a squib kick. And it's because they're going to let it go back to Marquardt. Takes it about the 18, across the 20, 25, breaks the tackle, runs into his own man, and then gets knocked out at about the 33-yard line. East has had decent field position, but has not been able to pick up a first down as of yet. Let's see what they can do here. The first two times they've had the ball, they ran on both first and second down, passed on third. Let's see if they mix it up a little bit here. They still have Tim Nass and Jake Justison out there to catch passes. Widmark still can throw it. One of the bright spots this year for the Lumberjacks was the passing attack. Widmark's going to pass. He's being rushed, and he's sacked back at the 20-yard line. Sean Wilson couldn't pick up the rusher. Coming in was Tyce Wheeler, and Widmark rolled right into the defender who came in around Wilson and sacked him for a big loss back to the 20-yard line. That's a loss of about 13. And it'll be second down and 23. Widmark will be going under center again. He spent most of the beginning half of the season operating almost exclusively out of the shotgun, but not the last few weeks. Widmark under center. Now everybody is split out. Widmark is going to take the snap and then a whistle and a flag. It's going to be a delay of game call against East. They didn't get it off in time. That'll mark him back another 5. It's going to be second down and 28. Lumberjacks come to the line. Widmark under center. They split out all 5 receivers. Now Widmark back to throw. He's going to throw it deep down the sideline. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get it to Justice, and I think it was out of bounds. There was good coverage there anyway. Out near midfield. And it'll be third down and long. Down and 28. Lumberjack football brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Third and 28. Ball at their own 15-yard line. Widmark under center. Man comes in motion. That's Troyer. Widmark back to throw. He throws. It's going to be incomplete over the head of the intended receiver and almost intercepted. And if Alex Mackey would have made that interception, he had an easy walk into the end zone. Widmark 0-for-3, 0-for-4 passing tonight. And another punting situation for the Lumberjacks, and this time Widmark will be standing back in his own end zone. Just 32 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Snap comes in, Widmark gets the punt away. Going to be fielded at about the 50-yard line. They're going to try to return this one. 45, now still on his feet, cutting it back again, breaking tackle, and then gets knocked out hard at about the 35-yard line. Laying the hit on him there was Corey Cornea, 5'11", 180-pound sophomore. But Abilene North will have good field position on a nice punt return of about 15 yards or so. They got it to about the 35-yard line. First and 10, Abilene North. 3 receivers left, 1 to the right for Rothbauer this time out of the gun. He wants to throw. He's going to throw it deep toward the end zone. He's got a man. It's going to be incomplete near the goal line. Trying to make an over-the-shoulder catch was Javonte McGraw, and the ball sort of tailed away from him out of bounds, and it's incomplete. Second down and 10. Rothbauer 3 out of 5 now through the year. They've got 4 receivers in the pattern again. Another hard count, and once again, East gets caught offside, and jumping again is the guy right next to the football. That just can't happen. They've got it's number 70. They don't have a number 70 here in the program. Obviously, one of the youngsters may be brought up from JV to fill some of these holes. Second down and 5 after the penalty. Rothbauer wants to throw. A little comeback again. That's dropped, incomplete. They try that little pick play and try to get the ball to the running back. Dan's through the air, and he dropped it right in his hands, took his eye off it. Third down and 5. Abilene North hasn't faced many third down situations so far tonight. Now they're going to bring in some substitutes here. More of a tight formation, double tight end, plus a heavy wing there as well. They're going to run the football to Dan's. He's got a hole, first down and more. Cravens will bring him down, but not until he gets to about the 21-yard line. Pickup of about 9 on the carry, and that will be a first down, and that will be the end of the first quarter. Abilene North in command. After one quarter, they lead it 21-0. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Abilene North. The Lightning leading the Lumberjacks 21-0 as we go to the second quarter. East Football brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. It's first and 10 at Abilene North at the East 22-yard line. Rothbauer's got 4 backs in the backfield with him out of the gun. Now they'll shift. Inside handoff, this is Dan's, breaks tackles, still on his feet, still moving the pile before he's knocked down inside the 20 to about the 18-yard line. Pickup of about 5 on the carry for Ethan Dan's that time. Second down, actually pick up safe 4, second down and 6. They come to the line again. Rothbauer going to hand it off to Dan's. He's knocked down. Lost his footing, I think, a little bit and knocked backwards. Actually, not Dan's that time. That was Keegan Krewell on the carry and got knocked down. Big hit there by Sean Wilson playing a little defense tonight. Call it a loss of a yard on the play. Rothbauer's going to fake the handoff. Now he wants to throw to the end zone. It's going to be knocked away at the last moment, turning around and knocking it away. Good defensive play that time by Adam Lennar. The ball hung in the air a little too long. That gave Lennar a chance to catch up with the receiver who had a step or two on him. and he turned around and knocked it away, incomplete. It's going to bring up fourth down and about eight. They're going to go for it here from the East 20-yard line. Can the Lumberjacks stop them for the first time tonight? Rothbauer is going to keep it up the middle. He's got some room, and he's going to get into the end zone untouched. Fourth down and eight. Rothbauer on a quarterback draw goes up the middle, 20 yards, untouched for a touchdown. And it is 27 to nothing. Second rushing touchdown of the night for Rothbauer. They'll line up to kick the extra point. I snap again. Kick, though, is up, and the kick is good. 28-0, Appleton North. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Appleton North. The Lightning will kick off. They convert a fourth down and eight and get a 20-yard touchdown run from their quarterback, Dan Rothbauer. The kick taken by Marquardt at about the 7 brings it across the 10, the 15, the 20. Spins away, stays on his feet, out across the 30 to about the 32-yard line. Looked like he might have touched one of his knees down, but the officials say no, and that picked him up an extra 7 or 8 yards out across the 30 to the 32. So once again, the Lumberjacks have decent field position to start. They have not been able to do anything with it. And they will have the football here, first and 10 on their own 32. They come to the line, Widmark under center. Hand off inside, and that's going nowhere. Driven backwards, the handoff went to, I believe that's, let's see who that is. That is Andrew Price, sophomore running back, getting a few snaps here. They're going to call that no gain, call it second down and 10. Going to see some JVs get more time in here as we go through this game, I would imagine. Widmark back to pass. Now he throws off his back foot. That's going to be incomplete, out of bounds. Was there a receiver even over there? I guess he was looking for Justinson, but he threw it out of bounds. It's going to be third down and 10. Widmark still looking for his first completion here tonight. He is 0 for 5. Third down and 10. Two receivers wide left for the Lumberjacks. Widmark under center. Straight trap. The straight drop wants to throw across the middle. He's got a man. Justinson is incomplete. Tipped away. Nearly a spectacular catch by Jake Justinson. And then it was tipped up and almost intercepted. But it is incomplete. And it's another fourth down. And the Lumberjacks will be forced to punt. Fourth down. And Widmark will stand back at about his 18-yard line. High snap. Widmark goes back to get it. This one's going to be partially blocked, I think. Maybe got a piece of it, but East is going to get a roll on the punt. It's going to roll dead at about the 43-yard line. I'm going to check and see who's long snapping. Sam Romanski did the long snapping, but he's out with that broken wrist. But they've got a new long snapper in there. That one was high. By the time Widmark pulled it down, Appleton North had a guy in that might have got a hand on that, but he got it away and got it into Appleton North territory at the 44-yard line, which is where they'll start. Rothbauer still at quarterback, standing at his own 40. Wants to throw. Has time. Across the middle, he's got a man. Caught and tackled immediately at about the 37-yard line. That's a pickup of 20 yards on the pass and catch. Rob Bauer again hands it off this time. That's going nowhere. Cravens and Sean Wilson got in to drop Danz in the backfield for a loss that time. Let's see where they mark it at about the 36. Call it a loss of a yard on the carry. Second down at 11. Ball at the East 36-yard line. Rothbauer out of the gun. Rolls out. Gets the corner. Gets a block. Now cuts back. Throws. He's got a man. That's caught. And slipping down at about the 25-yard line was Keegan Krewell, who made the catch. Rothbauer pulled that down. Looked like he was going to run and then threw it at the last moment. And picked up nearly 10 yards, say 9, on the pass and catch to Keegan Krewell. Third down and less than a yard for the Appleton North Lightning. And once again, the hard court count draws East offside. Nope, this time there's movement. This time the Lightning moved. It's going to be illegal procedure against Appleton North. But that'll back them up 5. So instead of third and less than a yard, it's going to be third and about 6. .821 to play your first half. 28-0 Lightning. Lumberjacks suiting up only about 35 or 36 players for tonight's game, and that includes JVs. They are a banged-up bunch. Rothmauer hands it off this time. This is Danz. He's going to be knocked down at about the 25-yard line. Is that going to be enough for a first down? Let's see. Now they're going to mark it short. And now we've got an injured Lumberjack down on the field. It's going to be fourth down and about a yard. And we've got an injured Lumberjack down. He's going to get up, though. That's Sean Wilson. And he will walk off the field under his own power at about the 25-yard line. Going to be fourth down and less than a yard now for Appleton North. They will undoubtedly go for it. East football is brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Fourth down, less than a yard. Rothbauer will operate out of the gun again. He's got Ethan Danz behind him. He's going to run it straight up the middle, pick up first down yardage and more, down to about the 20-yard line. It'll be first down yardage, pick up of about 6. First and 10, and they hurry to the line. Rothbauer hands it off to Danz. He cuts it back, and he will get into the end zone untouched. And now a flag flies in. Let's see what that's going to be about. Flag is thrown on the play, and it looks like it's going to be against the Lumberjacks. Personal foul against Wausau East. Touchdown will count. 20-yard touchdown run by Ethan Danz. They'll line up to kick the extra point. Then 30 to play first half. 34-0 Appleton North. Imagine that penalty will be assessed on the kickoff. Actually, no, they move it closer. They assess it now and move it half the distance to the goal. They're still going to kick the extra point here. Here's the kick, and it's up and in. It's good. 35-0, Appleton North. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. 7:30 to play first half. Appleton North leading 35-0. East football is brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Also by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Ball Lightning will line up to kick off here. Tony Marquardt will stand back at about his own 5-yard line. Actually, it looks like Andrew Price back there to return the kick. It's going to be a line drive, and they're going to let that one go into the end zone. That is Marquardt back there. Line drive into the end zone, and it rolls out of the back of the end zone for a touchback. And it will be first and 10 East on their own 20-yard line. They have not been able to do much with the football so far tonight. First and 10, Lumberjacks at their own 20. Officials taking a while to get the ball set. Now they do. High backfield behind Widmark, receivers left and right. Justison comes in motion. They're going to pitch this time to Marquardt. Try the right side. He's got some room. Cuts it back and picked up a couple. Got it out to about the 23, 24 maybe. Depends on where they mark it. Actually, yeah, it'll be the 24 is where they'll mark it. Pick up a 4 on the carry for Tony Marquardt. Second down and 6. Receivers left and right, eye backfield behind Widmark again. They handed it to the up man, that's Becker, he's going nowhere. Madden dropped immediately, call it no gain on the play. Third down and 6 for the Lumberjacks. Lumberjacks coming to the line. Two receivers wide left. High backfield behind Widmark. He wants to throw straight drop. Has time. He's got a man. That's caught. And they're going to say it's short opted. Incomplete. He had his man, Patrick Reif, wide open at about the 35-yard line. It would have been up for a first down, but he short opted him, and it's incomplete. And it's a fourth down, and once again, East will have to punt. That was a good play right there. They just didn't complete it. Reif was wide open as he ran a little butt mark at about the 35-yard line. So Widmark will stand back at his own 10-yard line to punt this away. Snaps decent this time. Widmark gets it away. And that ball is caught falling forward into East territory about the 47-yard line, and that's where Appleton North will start, first and 10 from the Lumberjack, 47. 5:50 to play here, first half. East trailing 35-0. Coming up at halftime, Spencer will have all of the scores from around the area from tonight's football action. It's brought to you by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. First and 10, Lightning, Rothbauer still out there, standing at his own 49-yard line to take this snap out of the gun. Four receivers in the formation this time for the Lightning. He wants to throw. He looks to the left. He's got his man. Little short completion, running into the backfield, and he's going to go for a touchdown. Lumberjacks don't seem too interested in hitting anybody at this point, and that was way too easy. That's going to be a 47-yard touchdown. And the completion goes to Keegan Kruel. But a flag on the play is going to bring that back. It's going to be a holding call against Appleton North, wiping out the 47-yard touchdown pass from Rothbauer to Kruel. Didn't even see that flag there for a moment. It'll be marked off from about the 41-yard line back to about the 48 of Appleton North. So now it's first down and about 14. Rothbauer wants to throw. He gets his man. It's diving catch. Now incomplete. Incomplete. Attempted receiver there was Crane Chandler. Second down and 14. Ball at the 48 of Appleton North. Rothbauer out of the gun. Fake handoff. Rothbauer rolls out right. Wants to throw. He's got a man. That's caught. It's middle of the field. Still going down the sidelines, and he's going to go the distance. Just horrible tackling by the Lumberjacks. And that allowed the completion to Connor O'Lane, who was wide open. And then they just, well, there's no putting a pretty ball on that one. There were three, four Lumberjacks who had a shot at him to shove him out of bounds, and they didn't do it. 49-yard touchdown pass and run to Connor O'Lane. Extra point is up and good. And it is 42 to nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Appleton North. 5:15 to play first half. A non-competitive game here tonight. 42 nothing. Appleton North with the lead. And East will get the football. Tony Marquardt will stand back at about his 12-yard, 10 or 11-yard line. They kick it away this time. It's going to go over Marquardt's head and go into the end zone for the touchback. And East will have it first and 10 on their own 20. So East will try to get something going here offensively. They haven't been able to move the football here tonight so far. Widmark will direct the offense once again. Of course, a number of these seniors playing their final game for the Lumberjacks here tonight, including quarterback Bryce Widmark. High backfield behind him. Straight drop, wants to throw. And his pass incomplete. Justison cut toward the sideline. The pass was behind him, and it is incomplete. Widmark is 0-for-7 so far here tonight. Second down and 10. Justice in wide right. Trey Hess wide left. Widmark. Going to hand it off this time. Mark Bart's going to try to get outside. He's going nowhere. Drop for a loss. Back inside the 20 at about the 18. Followed a loss of two on the play. Oh, they say loss of four on the play, so call it second down and make that third down at about 14. Clock moving, 4:38 to play first half. We will have running time in the second half of this one. Receivers left and right, high backfield behind Widmark. Straight trap, back to pass. He throws. Sean Wilson made the catch. It's going to be a first down. Good catch, and he got nailed as he caught it across the 30 at about the 31. First real positive thing that's happened for East tonight. Pickup of about on the pass and catch. Deshaun Wilson. First and 10 Lumberjacks at their own 31. Nice pass by Widmark that time. Nice job holding onto the football. football by Wilson, and he got nailed. Justice in motion, Widmark back to pass, throwing it toward the sideline, incomplete, off the hands of Hess. And out of bounds, second down and 10. Lumberjacks come to the line, second down and 10 at their own 31. Two receivers split wide left. Widmark under center. He's going to hand it off this time. Positive yardage out to about the 34. On the carry for Wausau East that time was Tony Marquardt. Pickup of about 4. Third down and a long 6. Justison goes wide right this time. Trey Hess comes wide left. Haven't seen Tim Nass for a while. I don't know if he got banged up too. Hess comes in motion. Widmark back to pass. He throws. It's going to be incomplete behind Justison at about the 46-yard line. You know, I don't know if I saw Hess at the beginning of the game, or I don't know if I saw Nass at the beginning of the game either. He might be another of the walking wounded tonight for the Lumberjacks. Fourth down and 6 on the incomplete pass. Widmark has been behind many of his receivers tonight. And Widmark will punt it away, standing at his own 20-yard line. Snaps low this time. Widmark gets it away. Good punt. Fair catch called at the 30-yard line. And Appleton North will have it at their own 30. Quite frankly, with all the injuries to the East defense here tonight, Appleton North, if they kept their first team on the field, could probably score 100. I would imagine we will see much of the Appleton North bench in the second half. 2:45 to play here until halftime. It's 42-0. And we've got a new quarterback in the game for Appleton North. Handoff, breaking tackles out across the 45 on the handoff. And picking up positive yardage, Keyshawn Henning, reserve running back. Picked up 18 on the carry. The new quarterback is Matt Tweedy, 6 foot 175 pound junior. Going to hand it off straight up the middle. Into East territory at about the 48. Henning on the carry again. Picked up about 5. Second down and 5 for Appleton North. They quickly come to the line as the clock ticks down to 2 minutes till halftime. They're going to hand it off to Henning again. Breaks an arm tackle and will be knocked down near first down yardage inside the 45 to about the 43. Might be a little bit short. They're going to mark him down at about the 44-yard line. That's going to be short by about a yard and a half. They're going to hand it off again. Try the bouncing it out the right side. First down yardage and more. And dragged down at about the 35-yard line. Heading on the run on the tackle for East was Corey Cornea. Not before he picked up first down yardage at about the 34-yard line. First and 10, Appleton North at the East 34. They're going to keep it on the ground right up the middle. Cravens grabs Henning this time and drops him. He got it to about the 32-yard line. Second down at 8. Down to about a minute to play in the half. They're keeping it all on the ground now, at least trying to run the clock. This time the quarterback's going to keep it, and he is going to be knocked down, getting it inside the 30 to about the 29. Pickup of maybe 3. Matt Tway, is how you pronounce that. Picked up about 3. Third down and about 5. They're going to hand it off this time, and this time there's nothing doing. Actually, the ball came out and was fumbled forward and then recovered. Well downfield by Evan Bowman. I think Henning carried that ball and had the ball knocked away and it rolled about 7 or 8 yards. The officials are going to talk about it. They're going to mark it down at the 20-yard line. Now they're going to talk about it as to what happened there. Yeah, they're going to move that back and play it again. Because the fumble was recovered forward by the offensive team. Third down and 5. Ball snap is bobbled. Quarterback keeps it, breaks into the secondary. He's going to get first down yardage down about the 22-yard line. Tweed bobbled the snap and then was able to pick it up and run it up the middle and pick up positive yardage and pick up the first down, but 7 seconds remaining until halftime. They're just going to let it run out here and go into halftime with a substantial lead. One half is in the books, and it's all Appleton North here tonight. They lead it 42-0. Coming up at halftime, Spencer back in the studio is going to check all the scores from high school action tonight. It's brought to you by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. We'll do that next. You're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.